Well, the show is coming to you live today from Knoxville, Tennessee, as you can tell. If you listen very quietly, you can hear Knoxville, Tennessee. Hear that? It sounds different, doesn't it? I'm sitting out here in a lounge chair in the backyard of Billy Anderson, a guy who lives in Knoxville, Tennessee. He has a lot of property. And apparently the eclipse is going to be incredible. Now, if you're listening to this after like 2, 3 o'clock in the afternoon here on Monday, the eclipse has already passed and thousands of people have died and perished from the earth. But I can't wait, man. I got a drink in my hand. Screw the eclipse.
Ron Van Dam is an experienced talk show host. Do not attempt to try this at home.
On the air everywhere, this is New England Broadcasting.
Welcome to the Ron Van Dam Show. Hold on tight. Things can get a bit weird.
Oh, yeah.
If you like that sort of thing.
Come on, Eclipse. Let's do it.
Whatever.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night. It's the Ron Van Dam Show. I'm excited. How about you? No? Sit back.
Sit back, relax, grab a cup of coffee, a cup of tea, whatever your liquid libation may be in the morning, and join us as we take a look at the world around us. As much as it's a pleasure to be with you, the pleasure is actually all yours. And now, here's your host, Ron Van Dam.
Thank you, Julie. Welcome to the program. How are you today? I have many interesting guests at the tail end of the program today, but right now it's just you and me and a bottle of rum. Ho, ho, ho. Was ho, 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 is that what the pirates said, or is that what Santa said? Oh, my God, I don't know which is which. Santa didn't rob other boats, and a pirate didn't deliver gifts. I'm very confused. This is why I do radio, because I've got a confused look on my face right now, and it's not good for television, because I don't know if I look confused or if I'm surprised. Wow. I'm conflicted today. I'm conflicted all over the place. I'm very conflicted. How are you today? What a beautiful part of the country it is here in Knoxville, Tennessee. Too bad the people are so stupid and backwards, but that's really a broad statement. No, there are some people that aren't backwards, but most of them are. There are very simple folk here in Knoxville. I was speaking to a couple of farmers earlier today, and they get up at about 5 o'clock in the morning, and they start feeding the cows and roasting the chickens and all that kind of stuff, swaddling the pigs and that thing. And they're very conscientious people. They get up at 5 o'clock to do all this stuff. And I said, why don't you get up at 8 o'clock and do it? And they said, well, that's not a bad idea, Ron. I said, you know, does it take me to come down from the Northeast to point out the obvious to you? I mean, I could run a farm in my underpants. A farm in my underpants, that's an interesting concept. Sounds like a good title for a book. Ron's new book, A Farm in My Underpants, is being released next Thursday. Oh, I like that. I like the sound of that. I like the feel of it. Like cotton. I like the feel of cotton. I don't care for the fabric itself, but I like the feel of it. I like to feel it. I don't like to wear it. I like to feel it. That's what she said. Stop it. Stop it. Something about Knoxville, Tennessee makes you crazy. That's why these people here. Some of them live in trailer parks, which is just inviting tornadoes. Do you know if you've never had a tornado in your entire life, as soon as you move into a trailer park, you're going to get them all the time. I don't know what it is. Tornadoes just love trailer parks. So do flying saucers and aliens. They like trailer parks too. Huh. Why would that happen? Maybe because trailer parks invite it? I think so. First of all, aliens usually land at trailer parks in the deep south for a very compelling reason. Because they're too stupid to figure out what the hell's going on. Yeah, you can take over their bodies and beam them up to other galaxies. But then when they get there, the aliens go, whoa, this was a bad choice. Bad, bad choice. Did you hear about Donald Trump? Yeah, in September, he's going to fly down to Mexico on the border, and he's going to have to build the wall himself because Congress isn't going to let him do it. They're not going to give him any money. So Don has to build it himself, apparently, because it was a campaign promise. And if you don't build it, every day it was, I'm going to build a wall, I'm going to build a wall, I'm going to build a wall. I'm in construction. I build things. And the Mexicans are going to pay for it. Every single one of them named Pedro or Manuel is going to pay for that wall. I guarantee you, I know how to make people pay for things because that's my specialty, and they're going to pay for the wall. Well, Mexico said, fuck you, and that was kind of the end of that whole thing. And here's an interesting fact, ladies and gentlemen, if you want to get into interesting facts while I'm here in Knoxville, Tennessee. It's that more, this is absolutely true. Look it up on your stupid internet thing or whatever you do. Whatever. There are more people leaving, there are more Mexicans going back to Mexico, moving to Mexico, than they are coming into the United States. That's absolutely true. But Trump says, well, I don't think that's true because I didn't make that up. But the fact is that drugs are still coming into the United States. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, they're throwing them over the wall. Yeah, that's how they're getting in. They got giant bags of drugs, and they throw them over the wall, and then they catch them on the other side. Yeah, that's how that works. That's how drugs get into the country, through the wall, through the fence. We pass it through the fence. I mean, seriously, God. Maybe Trump should have come from a trailer park. Well, I think he did. Anyway, I don't want to talk about him because whenever I do, I just get upset, and I don't need to get upset every day. I really don't. I have my own life to get upset about. I don't need his. Although he seems to infiltrate my life as he's the president, whatever they call that thing. Anyway, let's move on. Yeah, Mexico isn't going to pay for anything. Mexico won't even buy you a hamburger, Don. Mexico will not pay. If you go out to dinner with the president of Mexico, you're splitting the bill. He ain't paying your dinner. No, they don't work like that. Mexico really does not pay for anything. No. Not even for your little Mexican kid's 16th birthday party. I don't know what you call that. A concentera? A consequentia? I don't know. I have no idea what I'm talking about. Anyway, it's beautiful here in Knoxville, Tennessee. The major industry here is indeed farming. They farm. They get up and they farm. I didn't know farm was a verb. I thought it was a noun. I thought, look at that. There's a farm. There's a farm. There's a barn and a house and chickens and a little pig pen. And there's a farm over there. A silo. I love that word. I don't know what the hell it does. I think it's a place you put grain. It's a tall like rocket ship, and you put grain in it and feeds people. I really don't know what's going on with the silo. But I thought that was a farm. But apparently, we turn our nouns into verbs now. Well, what are you going to do on the farm? I'm going to farm. What? You just turned it into a verb. That's kind of dull. I don't know what else to say. Why else would you have a farm if you weren't going to farm? Well, stop it. You're driving me crazy. You're just using the word farm too much. Use it as an adjective. Look at that farming place there. Oh, God. Stop it. Get some other words involved. Webster, that little black kid on TV, remember him? Webster? There was a TV show called Webster. It was a little tiny black child. I think he was about, maybe 9 years old or something. It was a comedy. Which, of course, that makes it very funny to begin with, obviously. He's farming. But that little black child, Webster, and by the way, he was very talented. It was a very good show. I did watch it. But for the longest time, I thought he was the kid that wrote the dictionary. And I thought, wow, this kid's not only a great actor with an interesting TV show, he actually wrote the dictionary. Webster, man, that's incredible. But apparently I was wrong. But they never explained that to me because I was too busy farming. I was farming. I got up in the morning and I farmed. I was farming. I farmed on a farm. The good people of Knoxville are very laid back. Especially when they die. They just like put them right in the coffin because they're already in position. Now, they're very laid back. There's a part of Knoxville that's a city and a very thriving city. But most of it is just these little porches in trailer parks. And they speak with an accent, a little twang. How y'all doing? They don't even finish the sentence. They are so lazy and laid back, they don't finish it. How you want to go down star and pick up some old time? What? What did you say? I said, well, I can't understand you. Anyway, that's what they do. That's what they do. So I'm waiting for the eclipse here. I've got my glasses. Apparently, this is very serious. I'm not fooling around now. Don't stare at the sun no matter where you are. Under any circumstances, even if it seems like it's nighttime and the sun's totally blocked out, don't do that. Just don't do that. And putting on sunglasses, you have to be really, really stupid if you think that sunglasses are going to block out the harmful rays of the sun if you stare into the sun. Sunglasses are not made to stare into the sun. There's kind of no reason to do that. Take it for granted things are lit up, okay? I mean, come on, man. Have a little bit of history to your brain here. So they made these little glasses, little plastic glasses, that apparently with them you can stare into the sun. Experts are saying, don't, no, that's not true. Maybe when there's a total eclipse for all you like 15 people that are in the path of this thing. But other than that, man, don't ever stare at the sun ever, ever, ever. Go to the movies and watch it there. Or poke a hole in a box. Well, yes. If I poke a hole in the box, I'm going to be so busy poking a hole in the box, I'm going to miss the whole eclipse. No, Ron, if you poke a hole in the box, you'll actually see the eclipse projected onto the cardboard in the box. Oh, good. That's very exciting for me. Ron, did you enjoy looking at the eclipse? I saw it inside of a shoebox. What? Yeah. I saw the whole thing as clear as day in a shoebox. Oh, man. You're not well. You're not well at all. You're really not well. Well, get ready. I'm sitting here on a porch all by myself. All the other people went to work at the farm. So I'm just sitting here waiting for, and I can't stare at the sun, so now, like, what do I look at? There's, like, trees around here. I just sit here and I'll stare at trees. But then, all of a sudden, when a total eclipse takes place, things are going to get very dark, almost like nighttime. And the little critters who haven't read the paper, all the animals in the woods, they don't know that an eclipse is coming. They're going to think that it's nighttime. And all the nocturnal animals are going to come out, the owls and the muggers. They're all going to come out because they're nighttime things. The vampires will come out. And then 2.5 minutes later, the sun's going to come out again, and they're going to freak, man. They're going to say, oh, my God, that was the shortest night ever. I can't explain. Because they don't know what's going on. They can't explain why the nighttime only took 2 minutes. They're going to freak out, man. You know, they start roaming the planet, and then like 2 minutes later, it's like, whoa, get out of here. Oh, the sun's coming. They're going to be dead vampires all over the ground because vampires die in the sunlight. Did you read that? Yeah, every story says that's what happens. So the vampires come out. Thank God this total eclipse isn't taking place in Transylvania. There'd be dead vampires all over the place. You'd have to come in with a whole team of people to scrape up these vampires. What about vampire bats, huh? What about them? Nothing really. So I'm sitting here, and we're going to do this together. This show will still be on when the eclipse is taking place. I'm only kidding. That's just like a joke. and we're all going to stare up at the sun.
Aww.
And burn our eyes out.
Aww.
That's what's going to happen. That's what's going to happen. Now, I live in Massachusetts, way back in Massachusetts. I'm in Knoxville right now, but I live in Massachusetts, and they're only going to get like a 60% coverage. Sounds like my insurance policy for my auto. I know. I don't like it either. I know. I should have opted for more coverage. Thanks.
Yes, of course, you could have a podcast show host who's congenial and conversational and talks to you like you're both on the same level and discussing the issues of the day. But come on, isn't having a grumpy old bastard who hates just about friggin' everything way better? This is the Ron Van Dam Show.
What are you wearing? What are you wearing? What are you wearing today, today? What are you wearing? What are you wearing? What are you wearing today, today?
I guess the biggest question when you're viewing an eclipse is, what do you wear? I don't know, really. I think fluorescent orange would be good, because when it gets dark for 2.5 minutes, you don't want to be hit by a car. So that's probably the best idea. Also, the temperature could drop drastically from 90 degrees to 88, so you don't want to get a sweater. Get a sweater nearby for those 2.5 minutes of nighttime. You'll actually hear the crickets start chirping as soon as the total eclipse takes place. And then 2 minutes later, they'll keep chirping, but in a different way. You know, the regular chirping is like, and then when it's 2 minutes of nighttime and the crickets are still out and the sun comes out, they're going to go like this.
What the hell? What the hell? Hey, what the hell? What the hell? What the hell?
Yeah, you know that's going to be true. You know that's going to be true. And that's what I'm going to be wearing, fluorescent orange.
What are you wearing? What are you wearing? What are you wearing today, today? What are you wearing? What are you wearing? What are you wearing today, today?
So, I mean, the real message from this entire show is never stare into the sun, ever, unless you're in a cardboard box. Don't do it, man. Don't you think, oh, I'll just glance at it for a split second. That's enough time to be stung by a mosquito, so don't do it.
Blinded by the light, wrapped up like a douche, another runner in the night. Blinded by the light, wrapped up like a douche, another runner in the night.
Are you aware that 1 in every 7 Americans is in desperate need of a dope slap? Studies show that every 17 seconds in America, someone writes, says, or does something so incredibly stupid that they deserve to be slapped, and you can help. If someone you know commits an act of boneheaded stupidity, simply extend your hand with the palm facing to the side
draw your arm back, and deliver a sharp, solid blow straight across their forehead. It's called a dope slap. It only takes a moment to perform, but the lesson can last a lifetime. This has been a message from the American Dope Slap Association and Metro South Podcasting.
Unfortunately, there's been the death of another celebrity passing away just yesterday. Jerry Lewis, 91 years old, one of the last remaining celebrities from that era. He was huge. I'm not talking about size-wise. I'm talking about in prowess. A lot of people said Jerry Lewis was a real asshole. But he had his soft side and he had his very hard side. His hard side was, kind of like chauvinistic, sexist, very demeaning to certain people. He didn't believe that women should be comedians. That was one of his big things. Women are not meant to be funny. That kind of, didn't sit well with a lot of people. But that's what he said decades and decades ago, when I guess you could say that still wasn't good, but, you can get away with a little bit more. I don't know. Times have changed, thank God. So, and he wasn't that nice. He said some weird things about kids and things. Well, so do I, so what's the big deal? But he passed away. He was also an icon in the comedy field. Jerry Lewis and Dean Martin and Lewis, were the first in our history, the first to actually sell out theaters. Just the two of them appearing as the headliners, they would sell out these gigantic venues, just like a rock band. It was incredible. People were screaming like they were the Beatles. It's amazing, but that's how popular they were back in the 50s. And of course, he teamed up with Dean Martin, who'd passed away quite some time ago at this point. Dean, an incredible talent in his own right. But Jerry went on to be famous in France. I don't understand that either. Producing a lot of comedy films. But if you're really into the Jerry Lewis look back, you will understand that Jerry Lewis was indeed a comic genius. His way of looking at the world, his integrating slapstick comedy and parody, was really very innovative. His films were just fun. He really put himself on the map with that, and maybe he'll give people a chance. Unfortunately, people have to die before you realize what kind of contribution they kind of really did make and where their genius really was. So Jerry Lewis will be missed, certainly, just like some of the other comedy greats that affected an entire generation. I guess you had to be there back in the 50s. I wasn't, but I know people that were, and it was, this was a time,
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed me. Like the fella once said, ain't that a kick in the head? The room was completely black. I hugged her and she hugged back. Like the sailor said, quote, ain't that a hole in a boat? My head keeps spinning. I go to sleep and keep grinning. If this is just the beginning, my life is gonna be beautiful. I've sunshine enough to spread. It's just like the fella said. Tell me quick, ain't love a kick in the head?
So that's Dean Martin, whom I've said many times on this show, I think was probably one of the most talented singers of that time. Far, far greater than Frank Sinatra. Frank Sinatra was a thing. He was a big thing. but I never really understood Frank Sinatra's popularity. Because at times he just like would just say the words, "Hey, I got myself in love, and I got my pants in trouble, but I never put them on, cause I really didn't have to." It's like, well, come on, Frank, like, put some effort into this. Don't just accent one word every once in a while. Dean Martin, he was just so laid back, it just flowed out of him like candy. You could just feel his emotions. He's great. I just think he was fantastic. But what do you care? What do you care what I feel? All right. It's going to get, the eclipse is coming pretty soon here at the time of this taping here in Knoxville, Tennessee. And thank you to the Andersons for letting me sit on their porch. Most people wouldn't let me sit on their porch. I asked a lot of people here in Knoxville, and their response was basically, "Get off my porch, kid." But the Andersons said, "Screw it, you can sit on the porch if you want to." Which was very, very nice. Very, very nice of them. You could feel the warmth coming out of their heart. They're really fantastic people. And this is really a beautiful trailer park. It really is. It's nice. Very nice. Very nice. All the dead rats are color coordinated. That or it's the same species of rat. I really don't care. I'm just saying it's pretty. You want to save money on your electric bills? I think we all do. We're coming off of the summer, and those of us that have air conditioning are paying a pretty penny to keep ourselves somewhat cool during this season. We're going to speak to Dave White from Home Depot, give us an idea on how to reduce our energy bills. Look, someone's got to pay for this show. It might as well be Home Depot, so here we go. It's true. Dave White joins us, Home Depot home improvement expert at that, and we're talking about saving energy costs in your home through the good people at Home Depot. And how you doing today, Dave?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm great. I'm keeping cool in my studio, but I get the bills every month. It's a costly venture, and I go through this every year.
Yep. It's this time of year especially, right? It's top of mind. It's probably a good time to do a home efficiency audit, or you could do a studio efficiency audit,
well,
I guess, in
that,
your case,
if you want to.
So. If you go to ecooptions.homedepot.com, this is a really neat tool that you can use to get an idea of sort of where you may need to make some home improvements that allow you to save energy and save money. So things like insulation, mm-hmm. appliances, your heating and air systems, windows and doors. So it's a great place to start and see where you have some opportunities to really conserve energy and save money.
Okay, all right. Let's get started here. In certain parts of the summer, my air conditioning seems to be going like all the time. Can I make that more efficient?
Absolutely. So there's several ways you can do that. First thing is take a look at your windows and doors.
Yeah.
On older homes, you know, if you've got an older home with single pane windows, you're losing a lot of heat and air out through those windows. So I would recommend upgrading those to a thermal pane window, something that's Energy Star certified, like this American Craftsman window. Mm-hmm. And they've gone a long way, the technology, so that these are vinyl, so low maintenance, lifetime warranty. They also have this low-E insulated glass, has a micro layer in there. You mm-hmm. can kind of see it. It protects your home from UV and heat. So you can actually save a lot of energy, almost $500 or so a year if you replace your windows. And it helps to keep your flooring and furniture from fading because it blocks all those UV
okay.
rays.
So, and what is that called? What do I ask for?
You just want to get like a thermal pane window
okay.
or an energy efficient window.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. Okay, good. All right. What about my thermostat? Does that help one way or the other?
Absolutely. So thermostats, if you've got an older thermostat that's manual where you just
yeah.
set it and go,
yeah.
You're probably not taking advantage of some technology that'll allow you to save energy. So the newer thermostats now, it's smart thermostats, to be mm-hmm. honest with you. This is all controlled by your smartphone or smart device, right? And the great thing about it is you can control it from anywhere. So let's say you're on vacation, you forget to set your thermostat down or up while you're away, and you're going to lose a lot of energy and money. You can just go to your smartphone, set the temperature where you need it.
Okay.
And you're good to go.
Well, that sounds okay. All right. All right. Now, what about taking an energy audit? How do I know that I'm doing everything right here?
Well, you know, again, it's pretty simple. The energy efficiency audit is, you just walk through it. It's really easy.
Right.
It actually steps you through each one of the categories in your home.
Yeah.
You can plug in what your utility bills are and so forth. And another piece of advice I would give you that's my favorite is a ceiling fan.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've ever installed a ceiling fan, but it's a great do-it-yourself project.
Yeah.
It is also a great way to keep your home comfortable and save energy. So you talked about your thermostat.
Yeah.
If you add ceiling fan to your home, you can actually raise the temperature on your thermostat and not tell the difference because the air is moving and it's keeping you nice and cool.
Hey, let me ask you a question here because I've always wondered this. Do I have the ceiling fan with the blades pointed down so it's blowing down, or do I have it pointing to the ceiling so it's sucking up?
So in the summertime,
yeah,
you want to take advantage of the breeze. So you want them facing down so that you can feel that air.
Okay.
In the wintertime, you want to reverse the direction of the fan so that you don't feel the air blowing on you, but it still circulates the heat through the room.
All right. See, that most of the value of your money is right there in that answer. Thank you.
There you go.
Okay.
Yep.
What about bulbs in my house here? I understand that makes a difference.
It certainly does. So the LED bulbs and the CFL bulbs, there's a lot of energy efficiency there. The LED bulbs are really pretty cool.
Yeah.
They're going to use about 80% less energy, and they're going to last a long time. These EcoSmart bulbs are about a 13-year lifespan.
Oh.
So think about what you're saving in energy just not having to change out all your light bulbs.
Yeah.
And you're saving money and you're saving time.
Yeah. I mean, at the outset, they're more expensive than the incandescents, but like you say, they last much longer over the long haul.
They do, and if you do the efficiency audit, it sort of walks you through how long it takes you to kind of recoup your investment.
You said LED bulbs are cool. Are they actually temperature wise? Are they cooler than incandescents? Do they give off less heat?
They do. Oh. So that helps as well. So the less heat they give off, obviously, less impact it has on your room.
Well, these are some great starting tips. Where do we go for more information, Dave?
Just go to homedepot.com/energy, or of course, anytime you want, just come into the store, talk to one of our associates, and they can help you out.
Okay, and there's no free Home Depot day. That doesn't exist, is that correct?
Not a free Home Depot day. It's always free to come in and talk to us.
Actually, it's kind of cool, because you know, when I do go into Home Depot, the staff comes up to me and says, can I help you find something? I say, yeah, this is cool. Yeah, you do this for me. I don't want to just go wandering around. I don't have time for that. So that's kind of a cool thing.
Yeah, well, honestly, and I know a lot of folks that are like me, I just sort of like going into the store and just looking around at all the new cool stuff that we have.
So
you'll find me in the store on the weekends just sort of browsing around myself.
Okay. Hey, thanks for the talk today.
Yep, thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye. Well, there you go, ladies and gentlemen. There you have it there. Thank you. You will find him browsing around the store. He's just aimlessly wandering the Home Depot store, which is good. I mean, if you got the Fitbit thing, you can really put a lot of steps on. Yeah, sometimes I go to Home Depot. They have greeters there, just like Walmart greeters. They're like Home Depot greeters. And hi, welcome to Home Depot. And then if I ask them a question, it's like, whoa, I'm just saying hello to you, man. Don't give me extra stuff. No, they actually know where everything is in the store, and it's pretty cool. They say, is there anything I can do for you? Can I help you in any way? Yes, I need my house painted. Could you go to my house right now and paint my house? Oh, no, I'm just greeting people. You don't understand. I'll help you find something, but I'm not going to do anything for you. Oh, that's right. This is a do-it-yourself kind of place. I remember now. Okay, where are the light bulbs? Aisle 7. Okay, where is the paint? Aisle 10. Okay, where are the little hand vacs, the little dustbusters? Aisle 25. Okay, where is the cream cheese? You're tricking me. We don't sell cream cheese. That's right. You don't sell cream cheese at the Home Depot. I gotta be honest with you, Ron. It's aisle 27. Okay, thank you. Mm-hmm. Where are the batteries? Oh, end cap, end cap. Oh, good for you. You got it. They really know where everything is. Where did I put my keys last night? Oh, kitchen counter. Yes, that's right. Very good. You really do know everything, Home Depot greeter. What kind of education do you need to be a Home Depot greeter? I don't think you need some job experience. I think you would have had to have worked as a Walmart greeter, and then you work your way up to Home Depot greeter. And then I think that's pretty much all you can do. But they have to study where every single item is in the store and be able to immediately tell you what aisle it's on. That's very difficult. You think that's easy? There's so many different types of items, and they have to know exactly. Can you imagine, like, the boss coming in saying, we're going to move the batteries from the end cap to aisle 30. Oh, crap. I'm going to be up all night trying to memorize that. Why do you people screw me up so much? Can't you just leave them where they're supposed to be? Do you have to change the inventory around so much? Makes it very difficult for them. It's all they do. They get quizzed on it by their spouses all night.
Hi, Joey. That was a lovely day today, wasn't it?
Yes, it was, but I got to go to work early tomorrow at Home Depot. Could you test me?
Sure. Power tools,
22.
3/4-inch nails.
57.
There is no 57, you schmuck. You're going to lose your job, and we're going to be out of a job, we're not going to have any money, we're going to be able to feed our 10 kids here in Knoxville, Tennessee. Make sure you get this right.
I'm sorry. I'm just trying to provide.
Well, try harder.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for the eclipse. Hold on to your seats. This is going to be a total eclipse here. A total eclipse of the sun. Wasn't that a song? I think it was. Can't remember who did it. You can, probably. If you know who sang Total Eclipse of the Sun, email me at ronvandamshow@gmail.com, ronvandamshow@gmail.com. Who sang Total Eclipse of the Sun? Remember how it goes, turn around, every now and then I get a little bit horny, but I can't do much about it, turn around. I think that's how it goes. Total Eclipse of the Sun, but I don't know who did it. I don't know who sang it. Do you? And I'm not going to Google it because I'm sick of Googling things. If I Google one more thing, I'm going to explode. I'm sick of Googling. You know? Hey, Ron, do you know what? Oh, God, I got to Google again. Oh, crap. That's all I ever do all day is I Google stuff. I was better off without Google. I just didn't know things, and I was happy with that. Now I have to know everything right away. Oh, God, I got to Google it, find out. Now, you kind of really don't have to. You don't have to know everything. All you have to know is that the batteries are in the end cap and the 9-inch nails. That's also a music. Did 9-inch nails do a total eclipse of the sun? Or was that Pink Floyd? I'm very confused. It's too much for me to handle. Who did that? Who did Total Eclipse of the Sun? Was it Joey Buttafuoco? Did he do... No, I don't know. What? I missed what? I missed the eclipse? Are you serious? When was it? 3 minutes ago? I missed the whole thing? Oh, crap, man. Why didn't you wake me up? I guess I missed the eclipse. Well, I think there's going to be another one in about like 50 years. So I'll catch it then. Man, that's disappointing. Came all the way down to Knoxville to sit on a porch in a trailer park, and I missed the whole damn thing. I was too busy talking to you. I think it's your fault. That's what it is. It's your fault. All right, I'm going to get out of here then. I'm a little embarrassed. I'll be back in our studios tomorrow. Until then, I wish you peace. I can't believe I missed it, the whole thing. Was it good? It got dark, and then what? It got light again? Wow. Okay. You know, it's not a really big deal if you missed the eclipse or you were in a place where you couldn't see the total eclipse of the sun, whatever song that was, because just like if you sit in your backyard right now and it's sunny out and a cloud passes in front of the sun and it gets like not as sunny, you know, it gets like a little bit darker, that's a total eclipse of the sun with a cloud. It's really no different. Or get your fat friend's head to stand in front of you. Don't stare at the sun directly. Just stare at your friend's head. Have your head totally block out your view of the sun. It's not going to get dark outside. Well, depending on the size of your friend's head. But it's the same thing.